This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukraine's top commander on Sunday said that Kyiv's outnumbered troops had fallen back to new positions west of three villages on the eastern front, where Russia had concentrated significant forces in several locations. Moscow's troops have been slowly advancing since capturing the town of Avdiivka, taking advantage of Ukrainian shortages of artillery shells and manpower. More calls from international partners for both Israel and Hamas to show more effort to reach a ceasefire as Israel continues its operations in Gaza. More from the AP's Karen Chamas.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned against the proposed Israeli attack on the city in southern Gaza.
Only a small strike is all it takes to force everyone to leave Palestine, and we will be witnessing the greatest catastrophe in the history of the Palestinian people.
In interviews with Israeli media, Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majed Al-Ansari expressed disappointment in both Israel and Hamas for still not reaching a new deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Africa has marked 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in its capital. At the ceremony, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa reflected on the progress made since its end.
It sought to humiliate and to degrade black people.
Ramaphosa conceded that there had been setbacks over the years. Apartheid was known as legislation by the leaders of the white minority in power before 1994, which systematically segregated and subjugated the majority of black South Africans in the country for more than four decades. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East on his seventh diplomatic mission to the region since the Israel-Hamas war began in Gaza more than 6 months ago. Blinken is traveling to Saudi Arabia Monday, just 2 days since arriving back in Washington after a trip to China. Blinken will attend the World Economic Forum conference and meet with Arab foreign ministers in Riyadh, the Saudi capital. Tech billionaire-turned-philanthropist Bill Gates welcomed a $500 million pledge from Saudi Arabia to fight polio over the next 5 years. That brings it in line with the United States as one of the biggest national donors. However, Gates said that success in the fight to wipe out polio is not guaranteed.
The new commitment will deliver vaccines, measles immunizations, and other health services to 370 million children. It's an investment in the future of children around the globe and in strengthening health systems.
The donation came during the World Economic Forum's special meeting on global collaboration, growth, and energy for development that kicked off in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Sunday. The United States is seeing an uptick in the newly numbered individuals being hired for police officers. It comes after several years of decreases, and we hear more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Police departments across the country reporting an increase in their ranks for the first time since the pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, which led to a historic exodus of officers. That's according to the 214 law enforcement agencies responding to a survey by the Police Executive Research Forum. More sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any one of the previous 4 years, and fewer officers overall resigned or retired. However, the survey shows small and medium departments had more sworn officers than they did in January 2020, while large departments are still more than 5% below their staffing levels from that time. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of people rallied across Australia on Sunday demanding action to end gender-based violence in the country. Women and men attended protests in major cities and towns, including Canberra and Melbourne.
There's just too much violence going on, and I've had enough, and I'm here to support my wife. She wanted to come in, I wanted to come in, and that's the way it happened.
In a speech in Canberra, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said that the violence is a national crisis. Data collected by Destroy the Joint, an online Australian feminist group, recorded at least 25 women being killed in 2024. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.